Well, this is a home you grew up in Jackson, the home of one of the great ones, a great musician. Let's talk about your music, because mm-hmm. you were in your dad's band for years, and I have seen you perform. You are phenomenal. I've seen you with Sonny Burgess and the Pacers. You do not only your dad's songs, but, by the way, I love the Rodney Crowell song you do about the first time Johnny Cash sang I Walk the Line. That's a great version that you do.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, man.
You're welcome. You played in his band for years, but you had the best seat in the house. You were on the drum seat, I understand.
That was it. I was a drummer. I started playing drums when I was about 14 years old, and then, you know, I started working with my dad in 76. My dad worked with John Cash from 66 to about 75. For about 9 years there, which was a good thing for my dad at the time. When he started working with John, he had a severe alcohol problem, and John had a severe drug problem. And I think they both helped each other kick their habits by being together and being such good friends as they were. They started out together in the music business in 1954, and so those 9 years he was with John Cash was a good, very good thing.
Now
for the life of Carl Perkins, I totally believe that. But in 75, it was time for him to go, and he asked my brother and myself and to be a part of his band. When he started out in 54, he had his two brothers that played in the band, Jay Perkins, who played acoustic guitar, and Clayton, who played the upright bass. And then they had a guy that here, a local guy that played drums in the band. And in fact, these his two brothers were on all the Sun recordings, Blue Suede Shoes, all of those things. And so 76, his brothers were gone, and he asked me and my brother, if we'd go out on the road with him, and you know, heck, man, we jumped at the chance. We was waiting on him to ask us, and I got to be a part of that, and for 22 years up until his death in 98. And needless to say, I got to be on stage and with some of these guys that are considered legends now. Like Roy Orbison and Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis. I've been privileged enough to have been a part of all that.
You know, I know he was on the Johnny Cash show when it was a TV show. We're going back a few years there. But
right.
There is a legendary, to me, performance of Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins and Eric Clapton on that
That's
show.
That's it, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they did a thing called, they did Matchbox that Dad had recorded in 56. Let me tell you a little story about that song, if I may.
I would love to.
Of course,
to
I'm sure that you're familiar, and a lot of your audience is familiar with the Million Dollar Quartet photo that was taken of in 1956 of my dad, Elvis on piano, and Jerry Lee and John Cash. When that photo was taken, of course, Jerry Lee Lewis at that time was pretty much an unknown. This was December 1956. He was nothing but a session player there at Sun. My dad paid him $15 to play a three-hour session that particular day, play piano on the session. Of course, lo and behold, a few months later, a whole lot of shaking came out, and then Jerry Lee exploded into the music scene. But the Matchbox was one of those songs that was recorded that day. In December of 56, when that famous Million Dollar Quartet photo was taken. And, of course, you bring up the Johnny Cash show with Eric Clapton and my dad, and they performed that song that night. And my dad gave him a pretty good run for his money on a guitar break on that. Of course, you can see it on YouTube, but I don't know. He really showed out a little bit on that particular thing, but that's a... That's a classic thing that with Eric Clapton. Eric's another fine guy. He's
Yeah, tell us, do you know him?
I know him personally. Got to be on stage and play drums while Eric Clapton stood beside me playing guitar at a club that's called The Bottom Line in New York City back in about early 1990s. And he's another really, really nice guy. And another guy that was totally in awe of my dad.
Oh, absolutely, I'm sure. What other stories from the road do you want to share during those, was it 22 years you were with your dad?
It was 22 years. I like to share this, and I pretty much share this with my audience when I perform. You know, like I said, growing up through the years, a lot of these guys would come to our house here in Jackson, Tennessee. Jerry Lee, John Cash. And there was one guy, Roy Orbison, that would come, and sometimes he and his wife would stay, you know, a couple of weeks at a time at our house. Now, I don't know whether he loved my daddy that much or if he loved my mama's cooking more, but anyway, they would come and stay, and I tell the folks that I was privileged enough as a kid to be able to hear the song Pretty Woman before it was ever pressed into a record.
Oh, get out of here. He was playing it just as a demo type thing for you folks?
That's it. That's right. I can remember Roy coming to the house, and this is what is so ironic about it. It was during the time that my dad was over in England and the first time he met the Beatles. And Roy had come to the house while my dad was away there on that trip in England. And he said he had just recorded this thing. And my mom said, well, me and the kids would love to hear it. And he went back to his car and had a little Norelco tape recorder. And he came back in and had a reel-to-reel tape, a little spool of reel tape. And he threaded that thing on there and turned on the knob, and out came a Pretty Woman. He had just recorded it that day. And he drove from Nashville to Jackson, Tennessee, because he wanted my daddy to hear it. So I got to hear that before it was ever pressed into a record.
That is.
It became a mega hit and still a classic. Oh, you know.
That's his signature song, no doubt.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Yeah. Great song. Any other stories from touring with your dad, perhaps, or memories of growing up in Jackson?
I don't know, Mike, there's some of them I need to probably keep to myself. But let me see. Like I said... there were so many of them, like with George, being on stage with George, being around Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis. There's so many of them. I can't, you know, they're all great memories to me. But I guess, you know, the number one thing that I look at is that how blessed I was to be just an average musician and to look at the back of my old daddy's head 22 years, and pretty much tell way he twist his ear what he was going to do next. You know, I was awful blessed guy to be in that position. And, of course, it wasn't all rosy good times. We had some low times and all to mix in with it. But as a whole, it was a great life. And I got to do things that I wouldn't have been able to have done just off of my own talent, because I was lucky enough to be the son of Carl Perkins. But it was a wonderful life.
What do you do now? What gets you up in the morning? Do you like to play? Do you enjoy?
Well, I do. I like to play. I don't take a band with me anywhere. I've done some gigs over in Europe, over in Scandinavia. I had to do a 3-week tour in Australia here about 6-7 years ago. I still like to play. I love any time that I'm with Sonny Burgess and his band, the Pacers. I always love doing that. These guys that can still burn it. They're hot. They're tight. Good band, and they're a lot of fun to work with. I like it to be pretty easy for me. I like to. I don't want to have to work too hard to do it, but you know, if it's pretty close to home and I can try to get home before it gets t- too dark, or you know, stay overnight and be home within a couple of hours driving distance, and then I'll go, you know, and do it. And I always have a good time. So that's pretty much it. I cut my own yard around here. I got a mother-in-law that lives 2 hours from me that depends on me to cut her yard too. So I stay busy around my home doing things, and I play in my church every Sunday, play guitar. And on Wednesdays, I go for rehearsal there at my church. And so, you know, I'm pretty content the way things are in my life.
You took up the guitar fairly recently, am I correct in that?
You didn't... Well, you know, through the years, I played some guitar. I just played by ear and all when my dad was alive. Of course, he didn't need another guitar player, not with him holding it. And after he passed away, I knew that if I was going to ever do anything else, I wouldn't sit behind a set of drums and look at the back of somebody else's head. And so I really, for the first year, I really, you know, stayed with that guitar, learning licks and different things with it, and got pretty comfortable with it. And, you know, I knew that if I was going to do anything else, it would be front and center. I would tell the old stories and the memories that I have, and do some of the old songs, mix some other songs in with it, and that would be the way I'd do it. And that's the way I have done it for the last 12, 13 years, and it's worked well for me, and that's what I enjoy doing.
The great thing about an outdoor concert, which is what we're going to have in Walnut Ridge, mm-hmm. when you play for us, the little kids, little girls, 7, 8 years old, little right. guys, when they start hearing these early rock and roll songs, they right. start shaking. They can't help it. There's a natural rhythm that just
there
sets
is
in.
There's something there. You know, I've got grandkids now, and they come over to my house and just, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old. There's something about that rhythm that is an infectious, timeless thing. And you can hear it, the kids, you know, hear it today. And it's something that gets in your soul. And you've got to move. You got to tap your foot. You got to move. That's the way I've always seen it. And, I mean, when you got a little kid that can't talk, but they're moving to what they're hearing, hey, that says something right there, dude.
Johnny Cash may have been right. Get rhythm when you get the blues.
That's it.
Well, we are so looking forward to you and Sonny Burgess and his band and the Liverpool Legends from Branson.
Well, I'm looking forward to being there. I'm looking, Sonny and I are going to get on stage and do a few numbers with them, and I'm looking forward to that. And I think we're going to have a great time there in Walnut Ridge. Hopefully the weather will cooperate with us, and we'll just shake, rattle, and roll, man.
Yeah, Beatles at the Ridge, September 15th, with Liverpool Legends, and then Sonny Burgess and the Pacers, and then the headline act will be Stan Perkins with Sonny Burgess. And we want you to share some of those stories with us from stage, Stan, if you would.
Well, we can do that, my friend.
All right.